chief executives of several dozen top U.S. corporations Wednesday released an economic forecast that's more conservative than either the Bush administration or most private sector economists. In a compilation of several individual forecasts, the top CEOs see U.S. growth in the range of about 3% over the next year. They expect the recovering economy to add jobs, but not many. Jeffrey Immelt of General Electric blames slow employment growth on excess capacity that was built during the boom years of the late 1990s. He says current utilization of existing plants and equipment is only 74%, its lowest level in nearly 30 years. The CEOs characterize the economy as good, but not super. They're not worried about increases in either interest rates or inflation, but they are concerned about the rapid rise in the government's budget deficit. Franklin Raines, the chairman of Fannie Mae, the largest company involved in housing finance, says the Business Council forecast is deliberately cautious.
I think that the estimate of 3 to 4% is probably about right. But I think that the CEOs who are doing this are talking about speaking from their own experience. And remember, many of them are not in the service economy where much of that growth has been happening. And so we may be a little overbalanced toward the goods part of the economy amongst our CEOs.
Well over 50 corporate leaders are assembled at this mountain resort for their semi-annual meeting on global issues. They will be discussing in detail the troublesome problems of corporate governance and what is perceived as their own exceedingly generous level of financial compensation. Barry Wood, VOA News, Greenbrier, West Virginia.